didn't have enough to, you know, he knew it would happen, but it wasn't enough to be a believing remnant to go through tribulation. He knew all of that would happen. But when that happened, he had this plan that he held back that plan with Israel and brought in his present purpose, because they didn't want to be for the salvation of mankind. See, he wanted to use Israel as a nation through which all the other nations could be saved, but as they went toward religion and didn't want to be that holy nation. So, you know, God set that whole plan and program aside, and he had this mystery program called the Dispensation of Grace, which he gave, Paul. So that plan was interrupted. That prophetic plan was interrupted. And I've said that twice, I know. But it's good that we understand that. So after we're caught up, Israel, the prophetic plan, that prophecy clock starts again. It stopped back at Acts. But when this purpose of God is over, And the tribulation will come, and that prophecy clock will start again, that prophetic program. God will complete his will toward Israel. Nobody's going to take their place. He has a purpose for those people of Israel. It'll take, because they rejected him, it'll take great wrath for them to turn to the Lord. And that's what that time of Jacob's trouble will be about. So Hebrews through Revelation is the doctrine for the time of Jacob's trouble. When God had that doctrine written back during Acts, those writings placed at the end of the Bible, when he had that doctrine written to those Jewish kingdom saints of the little flock back in Acts, it was for the sake of that group, which was diminishing, you know, because the nation didn't accept them. But it helped, that was their doctrine, and they endured to the end in that doctrine, just like the dispensational will was for them. Their end was death. And so they died off in their kingdom, hope to be resurrected unto their kingdom on earth. But they were diminishing back then, and the doctrine was for those saints back then. And it's designed also that it would be for the future last days of the prophetic purpose. In their case, in Israel's case, the Great Tribulation, it'll be the doctrine of God in the Word of God for the believing remnant of Israel in tribulation. Now, Jeremiah 30, verse 5, let me get that scripture. Jeremiah 30, verse 5. Okay, it all seemed to have come up there. Okay, here it is. Bible reader, can you stop that for a moment? We want to see the scriptures, please. Please, we want to keep the scriptures first, so please, we ask the folks in the room to please don't post anything to take away from the scriptures. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned to paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Now you see here, folks, it says it will be the time of Jacob's trouble. Oh, the time of Jacob. Thank you, Bible reader. We appreciate you being here. But let's get back to the scriptures now, folks. It will be the time of Jacob's trouble. Alas, that day is great. Jacob, who is Jacob? They're Israel. They are Israel. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and the people of that nation stem from him. And in that terrible time, a day which none is like, it's the future tribulation, none like it on this earth ever. Mankind will see things in that time that they've never seen in terms of cataclysms and tragedies on this earth. It'll be a time of wrath. The wrath toward mankind for evil and a rejection of God. It'll be a great day. None is like it. But the specific focus of that time is Jacob, Israel. They go into that wrath and they're saved out of it. They go through that, they go into the wrath. It's their time of trouble and they're saved out of it. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 1:10, we are delivered from the wrath to come. That's why we are caught up in the air. But that is what to us is a different purpose than what is to them. So when you look at those things in Hebrews through Revelation, it is for Israel, the future on this earth. Now, it is because of the terrors of the time, Jude tells them, what we'll see now he tells them this in Jude 1, 20 and 21. But first we have to understand from Jude, from the letter Jude, we have a first context. Now that first context of Jude it involves what the letter is about. What was the letter was written about? And it concerns the context of things in the letter. It was written as a way for a reason to tell the saints to earnestly contend for the faith. They're to earnestly contend for the faith because of what will become of them at that time. It'd be a terrible time, and just then, but also you'll have from within the little flock, you'll have a apostasy taking place with Israel. So in Jude 3:3, they're to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Because he tells us in verse 4, creep into that little flock. And they creep in unawares. And they try to change them to an apostate way, that is against the will of God. And all through the letter Jude, he addresses the character, the behavior, the spirit, the way of those certain men who will try to take that hold of that group and turn it to apostasy with something other than the love of God. And then when you get to the end of the letter, here's what you have, the context we'll be talking about presently. You have Jude verse 21, what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Jude ends the letter. We're getting toward the end of this letter, and he tells the saints whom he wrote to, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep yourselves. Now again, they are the beloved of God's plan for Israel on this earth. That'll happen in the tribulation too. And they are to be building themselves up on their most holy faith. That pertains to the doctrine of the tribulation for the Jewish saints, Hebrews through Revelation. And praying in the Holy Ghost. As they have a pattern for prayer, the tribulation prayer of Matthew chapter 6, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the prayer for the kingdom Jewish saints in tribulation. They'll know what to pray for. They'll ask God for it in that pattern of prayer, and he'll give them just what they want. He'll shorten those days for their sake. It'll be shortened. It'll go 7 years, but that's a shortening of those days so that they would be saved out of it. So that they'll be praying in the Holy Ghost during that time, and it'll be a terrible time. Now, we're getting to the context of keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, there is, throughout the context of Hebrews through Revelation, you have this same kind of doctrinal association. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, that's a context of, the context of James is very applicable in relation to this doctrine of them keeping themselves in the love of God. Note now the things of James here, the things James writes about. Now, this is another letter of those last nine writings in the Bible. James, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? That's a question James asked, and it's a legitimate question relating to the doctrine. It's not the question for today's time, because what we have today, we have salvation, justification. Salvation is to him that worketh not, but believeth. But in the tribulation, this will be the thing, works and faith. Verse 24, ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Again, it's very different from Pauline doctrine. Paul says, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Paul tells us in the dispensation of grace, for by grace ye are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But the legitimate question for the great tribulation, when God is calling mankind in his wrath and there's no dispensation of grace, will be, ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. There will be no dispensation of grace. God will minister physical things toward Israel, so they in turn will have to show their faith by works. That's why the doctrine then is enduring to the end instead of being saved by grace right now. That's why the doctrine is stand fast and overcome instead of you now have the atonement like Paul tells us. Because then they'll be looking forward unto that kingdom, and they'll be enduring to the end toward that kingdom that would be promised them for toward prophecy. So in that tribulation, God, remember this about God's dispensation in that tribulation. It's different than now. In that tribulation, God will minister physical things to Israel, so they in turn will have to show their faith by works. It'll be the way of God, his administration of his will in that tribulation. Now, last week we saw that they would be building themselves up in that which pertained to the enduring to the end in faith and works toward that kingdom and that kingdom promised them. Because the believing Jews will be subject to the great tribulation. And that will be the administration. Therefore, when Jude 21 mentions for them, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, the context is overcoming the great temptation of the tribulation, enduring to the end to get into that kingdom promised Israel of prophecy. That will be the context of them. They will have to keep themselves in the love of God, looking unto that kingdom, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, to help understand what God will be doing in that time, let's look at Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Can y'all hear me okay, brothers and sisters? Can y'all hear me okay? Okay. Just type a yes or no. Thank you, Bible reader, and thank you, folks. As long as I know somebody's hearing me, okay. Grace and peace. Thank you all. Okay, Revelation 3:10. It says here, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. As we saw last week, this is why they will pray, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It will be so that, like in Matthew 24, says, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. They will pray the kingdom prayer in the dispensational will of God, the tribulation will of God for them, for that time in the future. And those days of the tribulation will be shortened so that the elect will be saved. That's why, see, that pattern of thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that prayer back in Matthew 6, it's not for us, folks. We are delivered from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, Paul is our apostle. We don't go through the tribulation. We are raptured. We are in a whole different dispensational will. God has to get these grace people off this earth before he can bring the tribulation. He's a God of order. And that's why the rapture at the end of this dispensation, everybody who believes in on the blood of Christ by grace through faith is caught up away from here. And then that great tribulation where it will be a different will of God on this earth, a tribulation will. So let's look at that. Matthew 24, 22. Just a second, folks. Okay, notice here, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. It'll be the time of the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them to dwell on the earth. It'll be the time of Jacob's trouble. The focus of God's plan will be Jews of Israel. But this terrible time will affect the whole earth. That'll come on this earth. We don't go through that, but that's the future. These things we see are the doctrine of the future. That's why the Israel of God will have that prayer. Lead us not into temptation. They'll want those days to be shortened so that they can be saved. That's why Christ gave them that pattern of prayer. It's not the prayer for today. And I hope we saw that last week. We saw that Paul gives us a pattern of prayer for spiritual truths of God that are to us. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in a dispensation of the grace of God, completely different than what will be going on in the future tribulation. So, I mean, like a brother said who is a teacher, it would be unfair of us to just grab all that doctrine God has for the future and say that to us. And it's got to be a doctrine for Israel. You know, and that's one way of looking at it. But what I'm saying by that is God has something for the future that's different from today. We're not to boast ourselves against God's future plan and say that those things are for us. But we who rightly divide know that. I hope you're seeing the things of James and Jude and Hebrews through Revelation pertain to that future time. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 2. Verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Look at here. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The tree of life promised here in Revelation is that they make it through the tribulation unto the new Jerusalem, which comes on earth after the kingdom. They go through the kingdom. This bespeaks of one who makes it through that tribulation. He that has an ear in that tribulation, if they overcome, and that's enduring to the end, this speaks of eternal life for them. They go to past the 1,000 years into the New Jerusalem on earth. They'll be Jews subject to the prophetic will of God if they endure to the end, overcome, stand fast. We don't have to do all that. We're saved by grace through faith. We now have the atonement in a dispensation of grace. they have to endure to the end. That's overcoming that terrible tribulation. The temptation, as we spoke about last time, the temptation of that tribulation for Israel, the temptation they'll pray not to be led into, is that desire to just give up and get some easy food, stop being chased down and stop being murdered. Just give up and go into the Antichrist system. It'll be a great temptation to just join up with that, because the time, especially for the believing remnant of Israel, will be terrible. And it will be a great, that's why all the doctrine back of that time for them to be a tight-knit group, this tight-knit support group for that time, because it'll be such a terrible time, especially towards them. And there'll be such a great temptation to just give up and join the Antichrist plan to because of the terribleness of the time. And that's what they'll have to overcome, that great temptation for that. Okay, let's go to so overcoming will be the thing in that tribulation. Let's go to a couple of verses here. It says here, Revelation 22, verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Now here's this tree that bears 12 manner of fruit. What does that bespeak of? Aren't there 12 tribes of Israel? Aren't there 12 thrones? I mean, for the 12 apostles to sit on 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel? Didn't God promise Israel they'd be kings and priests on the earth? Well, the point is, they will have to be having somebody to minister to as priests, and they will have to have somebody to rule as kings. So those nations that make it through that tribulation, they get to be ruled by Israel, and they will serve Israel. They'll be servants of the Jews of Israel, who will be kings and priests on this earth. And Israel will rule this earth as God promised them. It'll take great wrath for them to turn to the Lord. But there will, because of the wrath and the things that happen at that future tribulation, there will be a believing remnant of Israel. And if they endure to the end, they get to this wonderful things that God prophesied for them. And they'll be a nation ruling for the rest of the nations on this earth. These are things they'll be looking for. That's why they'll have to keep themselves in the love of God. That's the mercy of the Lord they'll be looking unto. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. I'll get that scripture. Okay, Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. These are, again, things that will keep those tribulation saints, keep them focused and help them to endure. These scriptures from the last 9 writings of the Bible, things, when they read things like this, it'll help them endure and overcome the terrible temptation of the time. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The churches at that time are 7, those 7 churches represent Jewish Hebrew saints in the time, and in the time of tribulation, it will be a situation that'll involve them, the time of Jacob's trouble. This scripture that we've read, it points to the fact that the tribulation Jewish saints would be subject to the first resurrection, in which all the believers of Israel who died would be raised unto the kingdom God promised them on this earth. Let's look at some scriptures of it. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones and them that sat on them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now notice the context here. Well, you know, Christ promised those 12 apostles. He said, "You who have followed me after the regeneration, shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging 12 tribes of Israel." Well, that's the kingdom context. They'll be on those thrones. They'll have judgment given unto them, and that there'll be that kingdom for the Jews, and souls of them were beheaded for the witness of Christ. Now that has nothing to do with today's the things that have happened. You read about in present history. Like, you know, there was a great killing of a lot of Christians by Catholicism and a lot of things. That's not about that. This here has to do with the Great Tribulation. There will be people beheaded in that tribulation for the witness of Jesus and for the Word of God. And just like in the past, of Israel's past, there is a history of people who are God's people, who were God in the Old Testament, and they were killed in that Great Tribulation. There will be people killed for the witness of Jesus, because the Antichrist will be in power. And anybody who is for the witness of Jesus during the Antichrist reign, well, guess what happens to them? They're beheaded. But they get resurrected unto that kingdom. So that's another hope. That's more hope for those Jewish saints who will be enduring the Great Tribulation. Just like it was hope for that little flock back during Acts, when God was diminishing that plan, it'll be for the hope of those saints in the terrible, those Jewish saints in the terrible tribulation, where they'll be the focus. That first resurrection, that context of the first resurrection, will be unto that kingdom. Now, let's read some more of the context here. Let's go on in that context. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. I forgot to read that, but all of this, read it all in context, and you'll see that the first resurrection, it has to do with the Jews being resurrected unto that kingdom where they'll rule on this earth as kings and priests. The second death, anybody subject to the second death, goes to the lake of fire. Those who will not be in God's purpose during the tribulation go to the lake of fire. All those who have died who without trusting Christ during the mankind on this earth, all those who have died, they get resurrected unto that second death, and they will be thrown into the lake of fire. But that first resurrection, the saints of Israel are raised up just like God promised. They're resurrected unto the kingdom promised them. Now, that's God's plan for Israel. We're not talking about what's going on now. We're having a look at the doctrine of the future on this earth and why they'll have to keep themselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy unto eternal life, like Jude says. They'll have to do that. Okay, here we go. Revelations 2:17. More hope for those saints in the tribulation. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name, written which no man saving he that received it, which no man knoweth saving he that received it. So he's going to give him a stone with a new name written. Now, notice this. Again, a kingdom reference for the kingdom promised the Jews of Israel, to encourage them to overcome and endure to the end. It is to receive the Lord, it's to, re- to receive of the Lord as one that rules with him. Remember those verses? He shall reign with him 1,000 years. That last verse we read before this, that's what this context is. Give him a stone with a new name. Let's go to Revelation 3:12 and see about that. This push saints in focus to overcome the terrible time. Revelation 3:12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. They'll get this stone, and it'll have the new name, the Lord's new name. They'll be reigning with him, and they'll be one with him on his earthly kingdom purpose. That's not going on now. This is for the future. It's the doctrine of the future where Israel will rule on this earth. And we're seeing the context of why Jude says for those saints of Israel to keep themselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of God unto eternal life. Okay, now let's go to Revelation 2:26. They will have to endure to the end in faith and work. That's why they'll have to keep themselves, folks. The Lord keeps us. We'll see that in the Pauline doctrine. If we don't get to it this week, we'll definitely get to it next week. Okay, Revelation 2:26. The Lord keeps us in this dispensation of grace. And we got scriptures on it, folks. Revelation 2:26. He that overcometh in that tribulation, he that overcometh, the Jews who the Jewish remnant, and he that overcometh will I keepeth my works unto... Oh, wait a minute. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over what? The nations. Now, in that time of the tribulation, it'll be the time of Jacob, Israel's trouble. We are of the nations. All of us in this room are of the nations. But we're in a dispensation where God's salvation by grace through faith is to the nations. God has a body he's forming now, a body made up of people of the nations who will rule and reign with him in the heavenly perspective above. That's God's focus of presently. He's making a ruling body to rule and reign with him in the heavens. That's why we're caught up. We're caught up. And after we're caught up, Israel will be the focus. The Jews of Israel will go into the tribulation. Those that believe will be saved out of that tribulation. Go into it, be saved out of it, and what they'll get is they'll get to rule over the nations that make it through the tribulation. Those nations that make it through the tribulation, they'll make it through the tribulation by being the nations that help the Lord's brethren. The Lord's brethren will be the Jews. So the nations get to be ruled by Israel in that tribulation. So this will be for the hope of those Jewish saints in the tribulation. And the believing saints of Israel is told he will have power over the nations. That was the will of God for the kingdom earthly purpose of prophecy. It'll be fulfilled in the future. It's not going on now, but it'll be fulfilled in the future. Let's go to Exodus 19, verse 6, and look at this scripture here. Notice what God has them. They'll have power over the nations. He says, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Not to the people of New York, France and Germany and Switzerland and Africa and Japan. No, to the children of Israel. God has a specific purpose for them to be his kings and priests on this earth, to rule on this earth. And that tribulation saint will have that doctrine to keep them steadfast and enduring to the end, because they'll get to the things prophesied of them ruling the nations. Copy. I was copying here, and I read the word copy. I'm sorry. I just got into it too much here. Okay, here we go. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who is Peter talking to? God is consistent. Remember where you read in Galatians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul says, by the authority of God's word, Paul says, the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, Paul, and the gospel of the circumcision unto Peter. So if the gospel, that's Galatians 2:7, I paraphrased it, but the point about it is, go read Galatians 2:7. You'll see that Peter has a specific gospel to a specific people. Read Galatians 2:8, and you see he has a specific apostleship to the circumcision. And he's the leader of those 12. It is Paul who is of this dispensation of grace for Gentiles. But notice here, so you know who Peter's talking to by the context of God's word. So when he talks about people being a royal priesthood, he's talking to people of the circumcision, Jews who believed on Christ. That believing remnant back in Acts, he wrote to them. He wrote to them, and they were their plan was die. They were going to die off in their kingdom hope and be resurrected unto it. And Peter gave, and Peter's doctrine was about them. They, the Jews of Israel, being the royal priesthood and a holy nation. His focus, people in his focus, and it matches Exodus and it matches Revelations, where they'll give have power over the nations, kings and priests. Revelations 5:10. Notice this, Revelations 5:10. These are things those Jewish, this will be for the hope of those Jewish saints in that terrible time of Jacob's trouble, that terrible tribulation. This will be the doctrine of God's word will keep them steadfast and they will and treat them to in faith and works to press on and stand steadfast and endure to the end and overcome. And because they'll get this, which is shown in Revelation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Those Jews, see, the Jews of Israel will get what God's promised him. God is not a God of nay and nay. He's a God. All the word of God is, you know, how the Bible says it is yea and amen. Because the point about it is God has a purpose for the Jews of Israel. And we're not that. We have to give to the Jews of Israel God's purpose for them. That's how you understand God's word. And you see the glory of the riches of grace, of God's grace, which is to you. And by taking on what is to you in Romans through Philemon. And rightly dividing what is not to you. You see the riches and glory of God's grace to you. We are in a dispensation of grace. So when we see this, it will be that the Jews who believe on Christ during the Great Tribulation are to be entreated by the writings of Hebrews through Revelation to endure to the end, to get into their promised, prophesied kingdom. As Jude puts it in Jude 1:21, they'll be entreated with the words of Jude, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That will be no dispensation of grace. They will have to show faith and works in a terrible time of tribulation. We are now in the dispensation of grace. And what is for us to do is to trust that Christ died for our sins, was buried and risen again, so that we can be caught up to our heavenly hope. And by just trusting that Jesus died for your sins, was buried and risen again, you'll get the atonement now, right now, instantaneously, right now, without having to do anything. Just believe on the power of God at the cross, the thing that Paul was given to deliver to us, that Christ died for our sins and is risen. And you are in God's present purpose, his right now, but now, at this time purpose of saving a body, calling a body out of this, in this wonderful dispensation of grace. It's a terrible, the days are evil, I know, but isn't it wonderful that God has this great plan, great plan where we can be saved by grace. It's just marvelous. We have this plan of God which we are saved by grace through faith without having to endure to the end in great tribulation and terrible times on this earth. Or we'll have tribulations, but we won't go through the great tribulation. And you ought to understand how wonderful that is. And just by His grace, we get a chance to rule and reign with Him in heavens above. Israel's plan will be on this earth, and the body is caught up to the heavens above, and God's whole creation will be reconciled by the body in the heavens and Israel on earth. It's the great plan and purpose of God that He gave Paul this mystery doctrine of a right now dispensation of grace. Now, going back, I just wanted to keep you focused that the things we're looking at in Hebrews through Revelation are not for today. They're the doctrine of the future for Israel in the time of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation that will be on this earth. And that's what we're looking at when we look at Jude. And Jude is part of that same doctrine as Hebrews through Revelation. The first book of that tribulation doctrine for the Jews, Hebrews, also addresses the points of those saints keeping themselves in God's kingdom purpose. Let's read some scriptures here. Let's go to Hebrews 5, verses. First, I'm going to get some verses here. Let me get a few, and I'll put them up here and read. Okay. Oops. Got too many of them. Let's see here. Here we go. Hope that's at least one. Get a little left. All right. Hebrews 5:10. Now Hebrews, just like Romans, explains the cross of Christ for us in the dispensation of grace. I hope you've been going to Brother Mac Bible's classes on Hebrews, because it's some great riches to being taught in that room on Monday at 7 o'clock. And here's one of the things stressed. Just like Romans shows what the cross does for the body of Christ, in the present dispensation of grace, the first book of Paul's doctrine, Hebrews shows what the cross did for Israel. And it'll be for the tribulation. It shows them, their doctrine of the tribulation, what the cross did for them. It's an introduction into the doctrine of the tribulation. Just like Romans is an introduction into the doctrine for the dispensation of grace, what God is doing presently. Hebrews will be an introduction on what the cross did for Israel for the tribulation. Now, I hope I said that clear enough, but let's go on and read. Hebrews 5:10, talking about Christ, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong drink, of strong meat. And let me get the rest of it here. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat becometh to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, keeping this in mind, let's go continue in the context to the next chapter. Continuing in the context. Therefore, based on what came before, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism, and of laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permits. So, based on the things that were before, they're to go on. That they should leave those principles of the doctrine of Christ, go on into perfection. What is that talking about? moving on to perfection for the kingdom saints of Israel will be for them to move forward in their advanced doctrine unto the new covenant. It will be for them to leave all of those Matthew, Mark, Luke, John contexts and go past that. Go on to the better doctrine of Hebrews through Revelation. They're not to go back to the doctrine of the things that were in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and early Acts. They're to go on into this advanced doctrine shown in Hebrews through Revelation. And go on to a deeper understanding of the cross for them of Israel. Go forward by taking on the doctrine of Hebrews through Revelation. It will be because Hebrews through Revelation gives the clearer picture of God's kingdom program for them. Remember when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and Peter and things that back in the book of Acts, those actions of the apostles, those journals of Christ's walk, those guys didn't understand a lot. They were asking, what does this mean? What does that mean? And when Christ told them he was going to die and be buried and risen again in Luke 18, and they didn't know nothing about it. So the gospel they preached was not the gospel of Christ. It was not the gospel of his death. That's why they didn't, when Christ told them he was going to go to the cross and die in Luke 18, they didn't know what, they didn't know none of that. Read Luke 18, 31 through 34. They didn't know nothing about that, and they had been preaching the gospel. So you got to know what gospel to preach. The gospel to us is that Christ died for our sins, was buried and risen again. Well, they're to go on, and that's why they'll be keeping them. Jude saying, "Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." It'll be press forward in the doctrine, stand steadfast, endure in the will of God that we now understand through the writings of Hebrews through Revelation, the advanced doctrine of the kingdom. That and leave all the other things behind. We're in the advanced. Israel will be in that new covenant will of God for the kingdom. So they're to move on toward things in that doctrine that are taught in Hebrews through Revelation. Now, I hope that point is made clearer. Now, they're to go forward in that doctrine. Hebrews through Revelation, clear picture of the kingdom program for them. In Jude, they will be given light of apostate behavior from within the little flock / believing remnant of Israel that would seek to hinder God's purpose toward them. So therefore, they would have to keep themselves in the love of God, looking for his mercy unto eternal life. Oh, I have so many other scriptures to show you folks. Let me see. Well, I'm going to pick a stopping point right now and just talk a little bit about what God is presently doing. And we'll go on with this context next week. It's very important that we understand, brothers and sisters, where we are in God's plan. God has not assigned, put forth a dispensation of his grace. Now, the doctrine of Peter, James, and John, and those kingdom saints of Israel, it's very important. In its context, we should honor. But there's also context that has nothing to do with God's doctrine to them. But that context is to us. It is the context of the present dispensation of grace that was given to Paul. Why did it happen? Because Israel rejected that kingdom. That's why the plan was put aside. That's why the prophesied tribulation didn't come for them. That's why that 70th week of Daniel didn't happen and has not happened for 2,000 years. It's because God interrupted that plan. So that he's interrupted that plan so that the saving of mankind be in this dispensation of grace. Now, notice what Paul says here. Paul was a Jesus Christ for Gentiles and Gentiles. Has anybody ever been called that in the Bible? Has anybody ever been out that. Because what Paul was given, he was given a dispensation of the grace of God. Oh, folks who don't want to, people who want to take on something that's not to them, they hate the word dispensation. It's a great old Bible word that has to do with what God is doing today. It's right there in the Bible. Paul was given a dispensation of the grace of God. And what did he do? What did he do when he was given this? He was given, well, it was a mystery. God never told anybody of a body where Gentiles were equal with Israel. Where Jews and Gentiles were equal. God never told anybody about a body where that would happen. But he gave Paul this. And it was a mystery that he gave to Paul. And you know what Paul did? Just what God wanted him to. He wrote it down. He wrote it down so we could have it for God's word. And guess what? If you want to know about God's present will and a dispensation of his grace, you know what you got to do? You got to read about where it is. What was revealed to Paul was God-given knowledge about a new will, an unspoken of will, a mystery will. And he wrote it down. And if you want to understand what God is doing today, you got to read what Paul wrote. He wrote 13 letters about it. Romans through Philemon. Romans through Philemon. 13 letters. And it is exactly what God is doing today. All the Bible's for you to know. But if you want to know what God is doing for you presently, you ain't going to find it all over the Bible. You'll find it in Romans through Philemon. Because now he's dealing with a body where there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. It was never spoken before. In other ages, it was not made known to the sons of men. Now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Now, what does it mean? Now revealed unto them. Well, it was given to Paul. So when it was revealed to them, it has to do with the time. It has to do with the one it was given to has to come on the scene before it's revealed. That's why the now. It was given to Paul, and Paul is the now point when Paul was given it. And he wrote it down. And you can read about it. That's what God is doing. And here it is, the mystery revealed to you. You know, God's word is all about revealing what's doing presently, and those 13 letters. It's a body where Gentiles and Jews are fellow heirs. No nation above another nation. No favored nation. No covenant, but grace. Grace. Not a covenant where you're confined to a contract and you do this to get that under conditions. None of that. It's grace. Grace. G-R-A-C-E. God's riches at Christ's expense. And it's by. So you want to get into this present will of God, this wonderful dispensation of God's will, you have to believe the gospel. That's how you get into it. Not by enduring to the end. Not by overcoming and holding fast. Not by doing works. You get into it by the gospel. By believing the gospel. And the gospel is the gospel of Christ. With this dispensational will of God is given a gospel for your salvation that involves the dispensational will of God. The dispensational will of God, it was given to us by Paul. So Paul is given a gospel that saves in this dispensational will of God. He's given a gospel that saves. Paul declares the gospel that is for today. It's the one by which you're saved. You just trust this wonderful good in God's body that has to do with his wonderful grace. Paul says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Isn't that wonderful? Do you see the power of his resurrection in this wonderful gospel? He died for our sins. You know what the problem with mankind, the separation with man from God with mankind? It's taken care of in this glorious good news for the dispensation of grace. He died for our sins. That's the power of God toward us. And you gotta take it personally. He says he died for our sins. Do you? Or are you trying to get to heaven by enduring to the end? And you're standing fast. Working by your abilities. That ain't what God's doing today. He's saying Jesus did it all. He did it all. It's by his blood. By the gospel. Do you believe that Christ died for your sins, was buried and risen again? If you have never believed that, do it now. And God, just believe it, God will know it. And he'll instantly put you into the body. It ain't about feeling some goosebumps or some pimples or some your hair stand on end. It's not about that. It's just by you choosing to believe God for what he did. And just by the moment you choose that and that alone, just to believe on his blood alone, that he died for your sins, not adding baptisms and works and sacraments to it, but just believe on his blood alone for salvation. The moment you choose to do that, you're saved by grace through faith. I trusted him in 1987. And all you have to do is just believe that alone. And God will know it to save you by grace through faith. Again, we've been talking about Jude, looking into the future will of God on this earth, and we'll look into some more of it next week. And where the context is, it's why Jude said, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for his mercy, the mercy of our Lord unto eternal life. It is for them to endure to the end in the tribulation doctrine. And we'll look at some more of that context next week. And thank you, folks, for coming by. And...